What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's the loser line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the loser line before, it works like this. Let's say someone approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line on you.
Hey, girl, that outfit's nice. But you know what would look even better in?
What?
My muscle-bound arms while I'm playing with my grappling hook.
That is a grappling hook?
Very grappling.
Whatever you do, resist the urge to go full Joker on him.
Oh.
And tell him that you killed his parents.
Oh,
instead,
wow.
Whisper in his ear that you would love to be his Alfred.
Oh, I'll take care of you, babe.
That man is so dark.
And then give him the digits to the bat phone. Hopefully he leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, Julie, it's Alex. I had an idea I'm really excited about. I think instead of the traditional, oh, we'll do dinner and a movie, what about dinner and 23 movies?
Oh.
Because this is where it gets great. There's a new Bond movie coming out, and I have a tradition, before I see a new one, to go back and watch all of the old ones in order first.
Oh.
It's going to be so much fun. I realize this sounds like a lot, 23 movies all in a row as a first date, but think of it as 23 dates. The name's Bond. James Bond.
Next message.
Oh, my God. Think of it as my personal hell.
That sounds awful.
23, how many hours is that? That's days. They would be together for days.
Yeah. 3 hours a movie, 23, that's what, 69 hours?
Do you sleep?
Getting lost in the mat.
Like, this is like the meth version of movie watching.
I think it's just a bad idea to watch a movie with such like sexy gentlemen in it, like sexy British guys.
Oh, okay. You don't like the competition.
No.
Yeah. Like, that's it. We're watching the whole Jackass movie franchise.
There you go. That's how you get yourself some action.
You're way hotter than Steve-O.
Next message.
Hey, Stacy, it's me, Mr. Pokemon. So, listen, I actually have a few rares. I'm looking for a holographic Blastoise first edition, if you have it. If not, actually, any holographic Charizard would be great. I have a few. I have a Mr. Mime, which is pretty rare, a European edition. So, anyways, listen, you know, I'd love to battle you too if you wanted to. I have a great place we could battle and just, you know, kind of see where that goes, right? They do this. They don't call me Ass Ketchum for nothing. So give me a call back, and you know what they say? Gotta catch 'em. Oh.
No. The real name is Ash with an H.
Oh, right.
That's what he said.
Oh, man.
Could you imagine being a girl and like being on the phone with one of your girlfriends being like, oh my God, guess who I'm going out with this weekend? Ass Ketchum. Yes. The Mr. Pokemon. I know you're jealous.
I don't know if we're talking about Pokemon or STDs, but he's going to catch them all.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Next message.
Hey, Alana. This is Ray. We met a little while ago, and I noticed that you seem really into the fact that I was in a band. Oh. I wanted to clarify that it is a jug band, which is really good music. It's not the Dirty Brown jug band. Those guys are dicks. So they actually asked me to leave. They kicked me out because I think they're jealous of my talents on the brown jug, which is what I play, the brown jug. It's a real important jug. Not many people, you know, have the diaphragm and air control to make it sound good on the brown jug, but I do. I've been doing it for a long time. So give me a call back. This is Randy. And so, bye.
That was the almighty jug.
Yeah, I mean, you got kicked out of the jug band
because he was too good.
Is there other options to put people back into his place?
No.
There can't be very many like famous jug players that you can find.
I can't recall one.
But out of all the humble brags that we've ever heard on this segment,
yeah,
I've got a great diaphragm. Has to be the weirdest thing to say to a woman ever.
No, I could think of ways that could be useful.
Next message.
Hey, you know, this is Tim. Just calling. I just wanted to thank you for showing me like all those breathing exercises, because I feel like it's really been helping. Like, I've been practicing them, and if you're open to it, I'll like maybe leave you like a message of like me practicing some of them, and maybe you can just like maybe call me back and let me know if I'm doing them correctly. So, okay, here I'm going to go. And so, like, here's another one. did that sound good to you?
Next message.
Oh, I'm so uncomfortable.
Hey, it's just like the yoga breathing that we do, right? In class.
No. I'm not a doctor, but I think he has like four lungs.
Yeah.
Like, there was a bunch of extra.
He needs to meet diaphragm guys.
Yeah. They make the ultimate band.
Yeah.
Work on it.
Next message.
Hey, Grace. This is Nick. Pleasure talking to you the other night. You said you were a runner. That struck me because I'm a runner too. And one of the things that really helps me, like the key to my success, is music. It's like you got to have a soundtrack to get through, you know, really the hard times when your body's just screaming at you and you don't think you can make it, you know, really, really get you to that place. So I wanted to give you a song that maybe you could take with you on your run. It could be your soundtrack. Skip to the chorus.
Next message.
Okay.
What song was that?
The song Stop Believing.
I'm sad you couldn't tell.
It was hard to tell. I'm like, I think I know that, but I'm not positive.
Brooke was too turned on to even notice what the song was.
No, I just love men. They're like, oh, you're a runner? Let me tell you how to do it
right. Yeah. I would run away if I heard that.
Let me mansplain running to you.
Yeah.
And humming.
You can listen to The Loser Line regularly at this time every week. Got your phone tab coming up next.